听力课堂听 class.com.
This seems pretty big. Yes. What is this all about?
It's huge when you really think about it. You know, really, homeowners or potential home buyers have about three options when you're looking at financing a home. It's Fannie Mae, it's Freddie Mac, or the Federal Home Loan Administration, which is FHA, and they do about 95% of the houses
95%.
That were financed last year.
So, I mean, so clearly it has to be big and it has to be impacting millions of people. Why is Fannie Mae doing this?
Well, the main thing is because strategic defaulters. They really want to get the people that are walking away from their homes, and a strategic defaulter is someone that abandons the property. They say that not because they can't make the payment, but because the house is underwater, because they owe more on the house than the house is actually worth. And they make the decision to walk away. And so they really want these people to hold up to their responsibility and really settle it, you know, in good faith.
So they can technically pay, but they're opting to kind of get the easy out is the problem,
and
that's what they want them to say.
Yeah, and in different situations, about 10 million people or more are actually underwater right now in the U.S. in their homes. So it's a hard situation, and it's hard to tell exactly whose situation is what and why they're actually walking away.
And I want to get into that in a second, but what is the potential fallout here of this one decision by Fannie Mae?
I mean, it's going to hurt millions of people that potentially could qualify for a house maybe 3-4 years down the road, but they can't because of this action. So it's going to hurt a lot of people. Also, I mean, you think about really we need a boost in the housing market right now. This seems a little bit counterproductive to what the president has been trying to do for the last 3 years in stabilizing the housing market. And so you've got that issue. So there's several things that you really have to look at as far as the impact. You know, they really want people to instead, you know, do a short sale, talk to them, do a deed in lieu. So they want to look at other options instead of just walking away.
So they're trying to incentivize you to look for a different avenue,
exactly.
Which clearly means it's saving them money.
Exactly.
So, but some experts, they announced this just this week, but experts are already saying that it's going to be near impossible for them to kind of implement this. I mean, how do you distinguish as giant Fannie Mae between someone who's really in trouble against someone who can pay but just isn't paying? There must be some real questions about this.
Yeah, and that's the one of the big questions I have. I mean, how do you really do that? How do you determine if someone actually tried to modify their home or if they're in a situation where, you know, they just couldn't afford it anymore, or the house is so much underwater, the neighborhood has changed so much that sometimes they don't feel safe in those neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. And so you really got to look at each case individually and see exactly how each person is being affected by it.
It seems like there are a lot of details that still need to be worked out.
A lot of details that need to be worked out. And, you know, you're getting a lot of mixed results. Some people feel that this is good. Some people feel that it's bad. But you really got to look at overall what's it doing to the economy and what's it doing to the housing market.
I'm going
to
need your help with this one. We're going to come back to you. And we have more details to figure out what is going on. Our financial analyst, Clyde Anderson.
Right.
Thank you, man. You're the
Thank
best.
You. Thank you, Kate.